Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage. Do not comply, my friend. Compliance with the wicked is surrender to Satan. And then the Bermuda Triangle effect. Pray about the fake rally planned for tomorrow. Today, for most of you hearing this show, I post it Friday. Most of you hear it Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be held in Union Square in front of the Capitol's reflecting pool. Washington Post tells us Brainerd estimates about 700 will show up, no doubt decked out in MAGA gear and waving the U.S. flag, pretending to be MAGA, many of them anyway. Friend, I would love to see a true patriot protest take place in support of our political prisoners being held right now by Pelosi, Schumer, Biden, and the rest. But I do not believe this protest is the real deal, or at least I think it's very vulnerable and susceptible to being hijacked by Antifa and corrupt FBI operatives of the sort that hijacked the great Trump rally last January. And I don't think our fellow patriots are dumb enough to think this rally could not be used to stage a false flag event. One thing that points to something suspicious is, well, they didn't care about all the warnings they were given about the January 6th rally, but now they're all pre-prepared for this one. Stay focused on Election 2020. It will tell you everything you need to know about what happened with the 2021 California recall election. And I've got some big news on the Arizona audit. We must, however, maintain a watchful eye on the current deep state diversions from the election fraud update. And this is partly because those are not mere diversions. They are a smokescreen to cover their coup and their movements, but they also serve to advance their NWO New World Order agenda. Well, not all the diversions. AOC's dress and the latest confirmation of her hypocrisy is actually just another setup for a really bad joke where AOC is the punchline. So, we'll stay focused on that cup being switched about, covering the ball, and we'll not get distracted by the sleight of hand manipulation going on. Pandemic fraud, CCP economic collapse, Millie scandal, and the best part, Durham isn't dead after all. Today, Friday, September 17, marks the 234th anniversary of the signing of our Constitution. I think it was Bongino who remarked that the Biden administration will celebrate it similarly to how they celebrated the 20th anniversary of infamous 9/11 attack from Taliban-hosted terrorists. He returned Afghanistan to our enemies, and he is busy working hard to turn America over to the power of her enemies. That's what he does, you know. Friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Do not comply, the Bermuda Triangle effect. Now, stay focused on Election 2020. It will tell you, as I mentioned, everything you need to know about what happened with the 2021 recall election. You heard about the human error in this latest recall election? Something like 130,000 yes votes to get Newsom out were suddenly removed, inexplicably disappeared. You can watch it happen right on CNN. I saw a similar thing happen in the 2020 election where over 500 votes suddenly disappeared from the Republican candidate and simultaneously appeared credited to the Democrat candidate. Yeah, it happened right in front of us again. They're slipping. This was also explained away, by the way, as human error. In fact, human error has been cited as the culprit in several strange voting error phenomena. Maybe they'll use it for the Arizona audit when it comes out. And here's the thing. Human error always works in favor of the Democrats. Isn't that intriguing? I mean, every period, time period. Now think about that for a moment. Human error always only benefits the Democrats. Isn't that interesting? There are other election anomalies, and I've been told Larry Elder is going to look into them. Dave McCullough is investigating widespread voter fraud allegations in the 2021 recall effort. He's looking at these allegations coming in from up and down the state. California voters were showing up to vote at the poll only to be told, yeah, you've already voted. Where'd you hear that before, right? You know, no doubt, more human error. Yeah, human error, all right. Humans erroneously stealing another election, erroneously as in this case, fraudulently. It's important to ramp up pressure on our elected officials to call for and to support a full forensic audit of California elections. Maybe we will get some help from this when the Arizona audit is finally released to the public. The audit will be presented in Senate chambers on September 24th, 2021. And that's this coming Friday. Let's hope no false flag event planned for tomorrow, I think. September 18 will succeed to trigger a pretentious martial law declaration from the pretender-in-chief as a pretext to initiate a nationwide blackout, all in order to keep the truth about the 2020 election steal from getting to the general American public. Well, we'll see. Let's hope any such effort fizzles. So, what can we hope to see when the Arizona audit finally does get released to the public? One thing I want you to keep in mind is that so far, the auditors have not gotten access to the routers. Do not take your eye off that ball. This, in my view, is a huge problem because there is no legal reason the Senate and their selected auditors should not have those routers. It's hard not to be suspicious of stuff like this because we have been played before, you know. Pray that we're not being played by anyone in the Senate or anyone working around this audit. My point is this. The routers would provide definitive proof corresponding to the hard proof that Lindell has showing the Chinese Communist Party interfered with our elections. It's a necessary component to getting this 2020 election corrected. Unless, as some have, it seems absurdly suggested that Xi is actually partnering with Trump and other world leaders to take down the NWO. That's what Dave X22 calls the Nazi World Order. Congratulations, that was a good one, which I thought was spot on, given that we have learned the true origins of our own CIA. Right, and the Nazi infiltration perpetrated upon our government that was facilitated by foolish leaders at the end of World War II. Anyway, back to what we can hope will be revealed in the audit report this coming Friday. Clements lately expressed satisfaction that the audit would be coming out soon. He said that last Monday. Now we know it's going to be this coming Friday. And excitement about what it will reveal. So apparently he was correct in his expectation of a soon release. And so we could trust him when he says he's been given some previews of coming attractions, if you will. He referred specifically to the marks Jovan found that are discoverable on the authentic ballots. You might remember how the MSM, Marxist Socialist Media, shills for the New World Order, tried to discredit Jovan by snarking about him looking for watermarks and bamboo. Clements points out what Jovan has also said clearly, that this was never about watermarks or bamboo. It was about coding used by Secret Service for documents that are highly sensitive and secret, and it was used on authentic ballots to identify information like the printer, data printing, and so on. One source showed us images of the coding on the ballots and explained how the dot clusters contain information about the ballot. It's a secret printer identifying protocol established long ago to nab counterfeiters. The audit, supported by the Canvas report, proves the AZ election is impossible to certify and tells us it must be decertified. They found 175,104 lost votes. Now, these are people that we have a record that says they voted, but we cannot find their ballot. What? They found 96,389 ghost votes, and these are votes that we found counted, but we can't find the voter. They found votes cast from addresses of empty lots. They found votes cast by people who, when asked, declared they had not voted. And all this fraud did not only impact the general election, my friends, it also impacted local elections and important ones. For example, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors that have given us so much trouble in all this, that was decided by only 403 votes. Other key statewide election margins were also well within the margins of fraud. Of course, the presidential race was decided by only 10,457 votes, and an important Senate election was also decided by 78,000 or 79,000, let's say, and all of these are within the margins of the errors that were discovered in this audit. Hey, you don't send cash through the mail. Why? Well, duh. It's obvious, right? And so to send your vote by mail, well, it's exactly as stupid as sending, I don't know, $1,000 in cash by mail. It's obvious. But we live in a day when the obvious is ignored because it's, well, I think for them too painful to see. Most don't know that our system of secret in-person voting was adopted specifically to stop voter fraud. A highly organized network of vote buyers and sellers had developed, and in order to stop this illegal election stealing machine that had been constructed, we moved to secret balloting. You know, they were voting in person anyway, but we added secret balloting. This way, those who were buying votes could not monitor how the vote they bought was cast. You thought it was about not letting somebody else know how you voted. Why would that be a secret? I mean, it's fine if you want privacy, of course. If that's your concern, I'm whatever. But especially today, huh, where you're afraid someone's going to attack you for the way you voted. The fact is, however, through the 1800s, all votes were public information. The reason we moved to secret in-person voting was to stop voter fraud. And by the way, that did reduce the turnout because there was no more motivation to go vote for many people because the only reason they voted was for money. Mail-in ballots have created a fresh new environment for racketeers to get in there and rig our elections for money. Love of money is at the root of it all. Mail-in balloting was opposed by Jimmy Carter. You know that? And former Secretary of State James Baker III. Most countries ban mail-in balloting. Did you know that? And I've got the documentation right here. Now, I need to conclude this segment, but keep in mind the routers were never surrendered in Arizona, Maricopa County. The subpoenas were successfully ignored. Those who have obstructed our effort to learn the truth about the 2020 election have, so far, gotten away with this. It is possible the release of the information that we do have will stir up the hue and cry necessary to get these politicians to do their job and tell the truth to the American people about this election. And it's also possible that Jovan has found a way to prove or show that some fake ballots got introduced into our election that were printed in China. Could be. Well, we'll wait and see all that. Maybe they don't need the routers. But nevertheless, don't let them throw us the bone of domestic or what Lindell calls organic fraud and then get you off gnawing on that to become so distracted from the routers you forget that the CCP hacked into this election, and that needs to be brought out and dealt with. Hold on through the break. I'll be right back.
God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is the King, and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his Spirit into the world, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Get God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World today. www.godswar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the...
Hello, my friends. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church. You bring Masur and Paul Revere's Lantern Light. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. I believe the election 2020 must remain in the center of our focus moving forward in this battle. The reasons should be obvious, so let's look at one of the main diversions they're using right away to keep us off the track, the scent of derailing their train or catching their dog or their fox in the hunt, whatever. Pandemic fraud, the vaccine scheme. The evidence that the vaccines are not working is mounting, and it seems the more evidence that comes out that the vaccines are not working, the Biden administration ramps up efforts to get everybody jabbed. I think you've heard about Israel, 90 to 95% of the population jabbed twice, and the world's pioneer in implementing aggressive masking. Even the vaccine passports were pioneered by them, but cases and deaths have skyrocketed. How does Israel have the vaccination rate and is among the strongest vax pass and masking policies in the world, now suffering the highest infection rate in the world? And closer to home, look at this. Despite 95% vaccination rate at Cornell, Cornell today has five times more COVID cases than it did this time last year. So when phony Fauci is asked about the Israeli experiment by another doctor, he demurs and deflects. When asked about the Israeli study suggesting natural immunity is better than vaccine immunity, he says to the doctor, "You could be right, but the Israeli study does not tell you how long natural immunity endures." It's nonsense. Another study in Singapore shows it endures, 10 or 15 times longer. But really? Science has never taken the position that vaccines replace natural immunity. But the fact is, it is becoming apparent to many of us. That's what they want to do. Some serious doctors are concerned this push for the vaccines will very likely, very possibly, destroy our natural immunity or interfere with it. All the doctors I was reading early on in the beginning days of the race to vaccinate, well, they were telling us this is unprecedented. Science has never supported the idea of mass vaccination during a pandemic, especially with an unproven vaccine. It's also totally unprecedented for the medical establishment to object to a cure that credible doctors were testifying was proving effective, and then to create a fabricated false study, the so-called Lancet study, remember that one, to discredit the cure. Obviously, in order to protect their agenda to jab everybody in the world with their vaccine. Because, you see, if there is an effective therapeutic, you can't obtain an emergency use authorization for any vaccine or alternate therapy, for that matter. Again, they are pushing this vaccine. Why? The scare about unvaccinated being 11 times more likely to die from COVID is a total scam. The difference, my friend, between vaccinated and unvaccinated is 0.001. What is that? Vaccinated 99.999% and unvaccinated 99.98 something or other. There is a whole lot of unprecedented stuff going on. In 1976, the swine flu epidemic, we attempted to vax 55 million Americans. We had 500 cases of Guillain-Barré, I think that's how you say it, a syndrome, paralysis from legs up and so on, and then five deaths. Well, the project was pulled. Compared to today, when we've had over 15,000 deaths related to the vaccine, and they still haven't pulled this thing. Remember when Burke declared they're going to count COVID deaths differently than prior methods for counting these deaths? She said they were going to include anyone who died with COVID as a COVID death. Yeah, so a guy dies from a motorcycle accident, gets tested for COVID, finds it there. They right before cause of death would be determined by the attending physician. Now, how much sense does that make, right? But now the new rule comes down from saying, you know, if a patient dies with COVID, they are to be included in the count of those who died by COVID. What? This does not seem a little bit strange to us? And then suddenly, after Fauci is on record advising against using masks as a protection against flu virus, or any virus. And I said he's on record. Fred, what I mean is, we have an email written by him advising against using a mask to protect against the virus because, as he explained it in the email, a virus is too small and penetrates the typical surgeon's mask you buy in a box from your local pharmacy, which boxes, by the way, have a label on them that tells you this mask will not protect you from a virus. And by the way, Fauci at that time was right. According to 17 RCTs that I've studied personally, and that's a randomized controlled trial, where the specific question included the question of the efficacy of masks to stop or appreciably curb the spread of a viral infection. And the answer consistently was unequivocally no. The difference showed up in the scientists' conclusions, however. not the science, but in the opinions of the scientists, we see a little change take place after COVID came on the scene. During COVID, mind you, some of the RCTs that showed virtually the same scientific results in the study would make a statement in the conclusion or in the summary that would, at first, it kind of developed. At first, it was they would make a soft recommendation like CDC is advising masks. And then they would move that. Then it ramped up a little bit too. Masks could prove helpful in this or that special circumstance. And then it moved up and said something like, we recommend masks as helpful. In one case, they actually said, we recommend masks are helpful to remind you that there's a pandemic going on. All right? But the actual science was no different than the, I think it was 14 studies preceding the COVID pandemic that said, absolutely not. This is ridiculous. And everyone knows that cloth masks are even more porous. So what is the deal here? Why is Fauci trying to force all Americans to look like Chinese during flu season? Because the Eastern medicine, they go in for that. I think perhaps the question contains the answer. Getting us ready to speak Chinese, are they? Back to the vaccines. Unprecedented. The CDC recently changed the definition of vaccine to get around the fact that up till now, a vaccine was intended to stop someone from getting the disease for which they are vaccinated. You know, get a polio shot so you don't get polio. But now they have to concoct a different definition that will include gene therapy, because that's what they're really doing here. This is really not a vaccine. It doesn't really vaccinate you against the disease. Unprecedented. The FDA did not give full approval to the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. That is a lie. And the FDA, however, did participate in the ruse to make Americans, or to allow these people to use it to make Americans think they fully approve the Pfizer shot. But if you read the letters sent to Pfizer, as I have done, sent from the FDA, there are two of them, and if you read them carefully, it is right there. FDA fully approved a Pfizer vaccine, all right? It's one that they told Pfizer that they could call it Comirnaty. And throughout the letters, Comirnaty is clearly differentiated from Pfizer's BioNTech vaccine, which is continuing to be administered under an emergency use authorization. That is an incredibly important legal distinction. Comirnaty is approved, but its approval is conditional upon the satisfactory completion of further studies. Oh, yeah, it's all right there in the letters, and I've got them here and here. And what about this? The definitions of unvaccinated and vaccinated are different now. Here is the CDC definition. You can go to this link. It's in my notes. Let me break it down for you. Unvaccinated always meant somebody who had not received the shot. Vaccinated always meant somebody who had received the shot. Well, now it's complicated, you see. The shot is not working, so, it's unvaxxed, partially vaxxed, and then fully vaxxed. You're not fully vaccinated now, and that changes too. Finally, it's landed here so far. You're not fully vaccinated until you are 14 or more days out from your second shot. That's the official CDC definition. But often this definition, or these definitions by CDC, get fudged in how it's implemented or reported in the media. Here's how it works in reporting adverse reactions, for example, or in affording to you liberties. How about a little freedom? Anyone who gets sick from COVID or the shot, they don't bring that out, is counted as unvaccinated unless they are fully vaccinated. All privileges are stipulated for the fully vaccinated only. Anyone not qualified as fully vaccinated does not get a pass from freedom-infringing mandates such as masks, distancing, and stuff. Yeah, that's what we're reading here. Also, this puts about 80% of all adverse reactions reported to VAERS into the unvaccinated group. This allows them to hide the adverse reactions taking place among those who've received the first and second shot before the 14 days after that second shot are up. And here's a chart that shows the number of adverse reports that are received or have been received relative to the number of days after the shot. And we see here that 80% of these adverse reactions occur within the first 14 days, my friend. And you can see the chart in my notes. Now, I need to conclude. Here are the takeaways on all of this. First, we are engaged in a massive war against our liberties and freedoms in America. As Soros said, America is in the way. And he, along with his buddies advancing the Nazi world order, New World Order, are intent on moving her out of their way. The critical thing for them right now, the linchpin of their plan, is to gain control of the government of the United States and then use that control to break America out from under her Constitution, out from under founding principles, and out from under God. It's all Psalm 2, my friends. They had it all in their hands until 2016, when Trump surprised them and won. He quickly turned the whole world onto its feet, and there is reason to believe a group of patriots around him and with him are laboring even now to wrest America from the teeth of this devouring lion. And that's where the 2020 election comes in, and that is why remaining focused on that issue is critical in our war. We can't wait till 2024. There won't be any nation left. We must correct the 2020 election. COVID and the other things going on are diversions, but not the sort you can't ignore. These diversions, the pandemic scam, which includes the vaccine scam and very likely advances world depopulation agenda that the elites have put forward several times, the Afghanistan scam, which I think is to humiliate America internationally and destroy the credibility of the military nationally, and then this January 6th scam, which is this pretension about an insurrection when they're the what's a cover, really, for their insurrection. All of these advance the ultimate cause, which is to destroy America as founded and transform America into a subservient state within the New World Order for Satan and all who worship him to take the kingdom by force. We cannot comply with the devil. We must resist him. That's what the Bible says. We cannot comply. Compliance with these wicked rulers who are overreaching their authority beyond the Constitution, busting the Constitution to pieces. Listen, To do so is to surrender to Satan himself. We are entering into a dark cloud, kind of like crossing the Bermuda Triangle when the electrical storm clouds suddenly gather and envelop you. All your instruments of navigation are lost. You must depend upon the Lord to bring you to Miami. But really, what is needed is a revival of Christian patriotism. You need to beware the counterfeits, and there's more to say on that, and I'll do it in my visits. You need to learn how to fight this war. You can get started by getting my book, God's War, and then follow up on that by learning what to do at the Lighthouse, because we are fighting far more sinister enemies than these supercilious, pompous, uppity, swell-headed, cocky, aristo elites pontificating from their perch, their rules for thee but not for me, and their efforts to divide us into class warfare, into categories that divide and weaken us, and then set them over the people like Biden, Psaki, Pelosi, Schumer, Schiff, Nadler, Milley, and all the rest of the CCP's meat puppets. Indeed, we have people behind these whose hands are hidden from view as they manipulate their puppets, Soros, Gates, Schwab, add their government puppets like Xi and the rest, and then the fully embodied devils like, you know, Rothschild, Rockefellers, and the Pope. And then you get to the principal devils that stand guard over Satan's stronghold in London and the Vatican and the District of Columbia. And finally, against the gender-blended goat with cherub wings, the only defense will be prayer and fasting, and then to stand, like the Bible tells us, to stand, wrestle, and resist. The only power sufficient to bring down this attack on America is the power of Christ Jesus, our Lord, working in and through His. We've got Evangelist Paul Abbott with us this Sunday. I'll be presenting an important Issachar report Sunday night. And I'll hopefully see you at church. I've lit the lamps at the church belfry arch. You call, let me know you see they're on, 805-314-2114, or go to brainmassage.net, brainmassage.net, and send me an email. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Does it seem to you that Satan is getting the upper hand in your life, your home, your church, and in our nation? How can this be? The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, right? Jesus warned us that we would face devils that can only be overcome by prayer and fasting. Go to GodsWar2020.com.